Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews relief and rehabilitation efforts in landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala, assures state government of all possible support. President Draupadi Murmu accorded Timor-Leste's highest civilian award. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah emphasizes need for adoption of a multidimensional, futuristic approach to ethanol production. At least 93 Palestinians killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. Bangladesh Supreme Court Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan resigns following pressure by student protesters. And in Paris Olympics, wrestler Ritika Huda loses to top seed Medet Kezi Eperi of Kyrgyzstan in quarterfinals of women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reviewed relief and rehabilitation efforts in landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala. Addressing a review meeting held at Wayanad District Collectorate after visiting the landslide-hit areas and meeting the survivors, the Prime Minister said the entire country and the Union Government stands behind those affected by the landslide. He assured the state government of all possible support to aid the relief efforts. The Prime Minister urged Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan to send a detailed memorandum regarding the requirements of the state, which will be considered favourably. He also asked the state government to chalk out a long-term plan for the future of children affected by the landslide.
मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाता हूं कि देश और भारत सरकार कोई भी कसर नहीं छोड़ेगी। जितनी डिटेल आपकी आएगी, चाहे आवास की बात हो, चाहे स्कूल बनाने की बात हो, चाहे रोड के इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का काम हो, इन बच्चों के भविष्य के लिए कुछ व्यवस्थाएं करने की बात हो, जैसे ही डिटेल बनकर के आपकी तरफ से आएगी, हमारी तरफ से पूरा सहयोग रहेगा।
Governor Arif Mohammad Khan, Chief Minister Vijayan, state ministers belonging to the Cabinet Subcommittee and senior state government officials participated in the meeting. State Chief Secretary Dr. V. Venu briefed the Prime Minister about the support needed from the centre to rebuild the landslide-affected areas and the rehabilitation of the affected persons. We have more from our correspondent.
Assuring full support of the centre to the landslide-hit people of Wayanad, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also promised the Union Government's help in the relief and rehabilitation initiatives of the state government. This morning, the Prime Minister conducted an aerial survey of the landslide-ravaged parts of Wayanad and visited the Churalmala and Mundakai region badly battered by the nature's fury. Mr. Modi interacted with the members of the Army, Special Operations Group and NDRF personnel and visited the Bailey Bridge built by the Army at Churalmala. He also interacted with the people staying in a relief camp and met some of the injured recuperating in a hospital at Mepadi. Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
President Draupadi Murmu was accorded the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste, the highest civilian award by President Jose Ramos Horta at the Presidential Palace in Dili. President Murmu held meetings with President Horta and Prime Minister Gusmão on bilateral cooperation. Addressing the press after the bilateral discussion with her counterpart, President Draupadi Murmu said India and Timor-Leste share a deep bond of friendship and shared commitment to democracy.
My delegation and I are deeply touched by the warmth of the reception and the generous hospitality accorded to us by President Horta and the people of Timor-Leste. Timor-Leste enjoy warm and friendly relations based on our shared commitment to the values of democracy and pluralism. I am confident that this will further strengthen bilateral relations between the two countries. I am deeply honored by the Grand Collar of Order of Timor-Leste bestowed upon me. This is a reflection of the deep bond of friendship between India and Timor-Leste.
President Murmu participated in the Horta show and interacted with the Indian diaspora and friends of India at a community reception held in Delhi today. Our correspondent covering the president's visit has filed this report.
Both the presidents talked about President Murmu's rise from humble backgrounds to becoming the president of the largest democracy. Later, addressing the Indian diaspora, President Murmu said that Indian diaspora across the world demonstrates the ethos of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and becomes the part of growth story of the country they live in. At the state banquet hosted in her honor, both the presidents expressed confidence that the Delhi-Dili connect can be further leveraged for mutual benefit. President Hota commended India for moving 400 million people out of poverty in the last 20 years and sought India's support in the field of information technology and digital economy. Timor-Leste reiterated its support for India's claim for a permanent membership of the United Nations Security Council. Sri Sai for Akashvani News from Timor-Leste.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India is committed to deepen ties with the Maldives for the benefit of people of both countries and the region. Dr. Jaishankar, who is on a 3-day official visit to the Maldives, said this on X after meeting the President, Dr. Mohamed Muizu. Dr. Jaishankar also met the island nation's Defence Minister, Mohamed Hassan Mahmoud. They discussed defence and security cooperation, joint initiatives for maritime security, and shared interest in maintaining peace and stability in the region. The External Affairs Minister also met the Economic Development and Trade Minister, Minister of Finance, and Governor of the Maldives Monetary Authority. Later, Dr. Jaishankar inaugurated water and sanitation projects in 28 islands of the Maldives virtually. Haryana's Minister of State for Sainik and Ardhisainik Welfare, Dr. Abhay Singh Yadav, has said, under the Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, a Tiranga Yatra will be taken out in every village in Mahendragarh district from tomorrow till August the 14th. The Minister of State said that this event will be organized jointly by the Development and Panchayati Department and the Women and Child Development Department. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
Har Ghar Tiranga Abhiyan, Tirange ki shaan mein ek unique festival ban chuka hai.
And once again, the country is gearing up to celebrate the Festival of Independence with joy and enthusiasm through the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. So, from August 9 to 15, let's all join the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign with excitement and energy. Participate in the flag marches, fairs, rallies and marathons associated with this campaign. Hoist the tricolor at your home and upload your selfie on harghartiranga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Union Cooperation and Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need for adoption of a multidimensional, futuristic approach to ethanol production, utilizing sources such as maize, broken rice, wasted fruits, and bamboo, in addition to sugarcane. Speaking at the National Federation of Cooperative Sugar Factories Limited event in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said ethanol production is a profitable and viable business, and the country will need 1,000 crore liters of it in a couple of years. He highlighted that the government is increasing the limit for ethanol blending in petrol as a biofuel. Mr. Shah said the government has set a target of 20% ethanol blending in petrol by 2030, and this target will likely be achieved much earlier. He also noted that the percentage of ethanol blending will be increased to 26%. Mr. Shah added that due to the initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, a global biofuel alliance has been established, which will also create opportunities for ethanol exports and ultimately benefit farmers.
Biofuel alliance aur iske dwara vishw bhar mein jo jagrukta paida hogi iska sabse bada fayda hamare ganna kisan uthayenge. Humne is kshetra mein ek infrastructure banane ka kaam kar chuka. Aaj economic growth ke sath sath रूरल एम्पावरमेंट को भी हमने बढ़ावा दिया है. एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी, एनवायरमेंट इम्प्रूवमेंट और सस्टेनेबल ग्रोथ गन्ना मिलों का, ये तीनों को भी सिद्ध करने का काम किया है.
The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet today approved the appointment of T.V. Somanathan as Cabinet Secretary. Mr. Somanathan has been appointed for a tenure of 2 years starting from the 30th of this month. He is an officer from the 1987 batch of the Indian Administrative Service of Tamil Nadu Cadre. The committee has also approved Mr. Somanathan's appointment as officer on special duty in the Cabinet Secretariat. This appointment will commence from the date he joins the assignment and continue until he takes over as Cabinet Secretary. Chairman of the Prasar Bharati Board, Navneet Kumar Sehgal today visited the Akashvani station in Mumbai. The Prasar Bharati Board chairman is on a two-day visit to Mumbai, where he held meetings with officials from Akashvani and Doordarshan. Mr. Sehgal met with Akashvani officials this morning. During the meeting, he suggested that the officials consider listeners' interests while making programs. Stating that Akashvani has the greatest penetration and reach in the country, he also encouraged them to create programs for various listener groups, including women, youth and farmers. He recommended reviewing some programs to align with the changing lifestyles of the people and suggested increasing programs focused on entrepreneurship, skill development and startups. In Jammu and Kashmir, two civilians have been reportedly injured due to indiscriminate firing by terrorists. A gunfight broke out between terrorists and security forces in Gagar Mandu area of Anantnag district this afternoon. As per defense sources, the injured civilians have been evacuated from the area and provided immediate medical aid. Meanwhile, the operation between the security forces and the terrorists was underway till reports last came in. At least 93 Palestinians were killed in an Israeli strike on a school and mosque in Gaza that was sheltering displaced people. According to the Gaza Civil Defense Agency, the attack occurred while people were performing dawn prayers at the Al-Tabi'in compound in eastern Gaza City. Israel confirmed the strike, stating that Hamas was operating at the building, which also served as a mosque. Gaza civil defense spokesperson Mahmoud Basal said they have recovered at least 90 bodies. The Israel Defense Forces confirmed that the airstrike targeted Hamas terrorists within a command and control center located in the building. Bangladesh's Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan has resigned following protests by students demanding a revamp of the judiciary. Bangladesh Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Advisor Professor Asif Nazrul in a social media post said today that the Chief Justice has resigned and the resignation letter has already reached the Law Ministry. The Chief Justice announced earlier today that he had decided to step down from his position following the student protest this morning. Earlier, students, advocates and others gathered in the Supreme Court premises demanding that the Chief Justice and other judges resign by 1 p.m. or face a siege of their residences. At the Paris Olympics, the Court of Arbitration for Sports will announce the final verdict on ace Indian wrestler Vinesh Fogart's plea against her disqualification tonight. The final verdict is likely to be announced at 9:30 p.m. In her appeal, Fogart has requested a joint silver medal as she was found overweight after winning the semi-final bout in the 50-kilogram category. Senior advocate Harish Salve is representing her case at the Court of Arbitration for Sports. The hearing in the case has already concluded. You believe that we can make some magic ever, say yeah. Yeah. If you believe that we can make some magic ever, say yeah. 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 We on that new. In sports events at the Olympics, Indian grappler Ritika Huda lost to top-seeded Medet Kezia-Peri of Kyrgyzstan in the quarterfinals of women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. Ritika will now have to rely on the repechage round to win a medal. Now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reviews relief and rehabilitation efforts in landslide-hit regions of Wayanad in Kerala, assures state government of all possible support. President Draupadi Murmu accorded Timor-Leste's highest civilian award. Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah emphasizes need for adoption of multidimensional futuristic approach to ethanol production. At least 93 Palestinians killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. Bangladesh Supreme Court Chief Justice Obaidul Hassan resigns following pressure by student protesters. And in Paris Olympics, wrestler Ritika Huda loses to top seed Medet Kezia-Peri of Kyrgyzstan in quarterfinals of women's 76-kilogram freestyle event. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.